Hi, my name is Maria from numi.com, the professional coach directory. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Carl Parker Walsh from Camas, Washington. Welcome, Carl. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's great to have you. So, Carl, can you start by describing your ideal client?
Sure. My ideal clients are successful professional women who've climbed the proverbial ladder of success only to realize they've climbed the wrong one, discover their life's work so that they can have a fulfilling career or business without sacrificing their current lifestyle and income. You see, my tribe of women have probably spent an enormous amount of time, money, and education to achieve the title, status, income level, and lifestyle that they currently have. But as a result, they also feel trapped, stuck, or miserable because they have no idea how to break free and are constantly trying to figure out what they really want to do in the world. They want to stop pretending and come out of hiding, but are also fearful that they'll be rejected by family, colleagues, or friends, or labeled as crazy for wanting to maybe give up all the fabulous things that they have. And that's where I come in. I support women to become empowered to unapologetically be who they're meant to be and do what they're meant to do in the world.
And can you tell me a bit about the process you use to help your clients?
I use a transformational process to help my clients master the three key components needed to ignite their calling. And that's what my program is called, that I work with women individually and through group programs. First, we work together to gain a tremendous amount of clarity around who they are by uncovering their hidden strengths, talents, gifts, and skills that they may not even realize that they have. And then next, we work to discover the exact path that they want to take based on their future vision of self, equipping them with the ability to block out distractions and naysayers and move them from fear into confidence and ultimately into action. And then finally, I help my clients build a powerful personal brand that aligns and reinforces who they are with their vision, so that they can find their voice and show up confidently. You see, I don't believe that work is just about paying the bills, building a 401k, or waiting patiently for retirement. It's about an expression of your greatest gifts and your highest calling. It's the contribution that you'll make to the world that will both sustain you spiritually and support you financially. It's really not about an either or. For me, it's always an and.
And what kind of feedback you receive from your clients after you've been working together for a while?
You know, the most consistent feedback I get is that I have a tremendous amount of confidence, clarity, and that they feel reborn. That's what they usually tell me. They always comment on the depth of my intuition and wisdom, as well as my ability to see the truth of who they are, and how I have this kind of uncanny knack of uncovering the power of what they're meant to do in the world. I've been called an alchemist, a GPS, a shaman, a guru, so many things, because they're usually amazed by my ability to really help them go deep and pull out those valuable nuggets that they can use in their life and career. They realize that they've been giving themselves permission to express their brilliance or to revel in their power or take pride in their tenacity or even celebrate their playfulness. And as a result, after working with me, many of my clients have either started a business or doubled or even tripled their income or been appointed on executive leadership councils. And some have actually completely changed their lives.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And finally, what's your background and how did you get into coaching?
I was an attorney for 10 years. And then I went into becoming a management consulting and did a lot of executive coaching, organizational development, consulting, training, and development. And then ultimately went into academia, got my PhD in human and social systems, particularly the intersection of identity and how we figure out not only who we are, but what we're meant to do in the world. And so I've studied cognitive behavioral theory, identity development theory, and gender studies to help really understand how we discover who we are in antithesis of so many other messages around us. And then how do we learn to leverage that information in order to make the greatest impact that we can in the world and allowing us to have the most joy that we can possibly have in the world. Also, what really got me into this is I was in a massive car accident. And the reason that I survived that day is because I heard a voice that said, turn now. Now, when I heard that voice, the options to my left and to my right on the road were less than optimal. And while I was unsure of what the outcome would be if I made the turn, I knew what was directly in front of me was a certainty of death. So I listened to the voice and I turned. And as I said, after almost a 30-year career as an attorney, organizational consultant, coach, professor, and dean, I've learned that many women hear that same voice, a voice that says turn because the direction they're heading isn't right, the career they're in isn't fulfilling, or that they're meant to do more or to be more, but they don't listen. They don't make the turn because they're afraid, and the options to the left and to the right seem less than optimal. That's why I became a coach and why I really wanted to support women. I get to teach women how to listen to that voice, how to gain the courage to make the turn, to step into their life's work, and to do what they were meant to do in the world. Because what's true is that the certainty of what's directly in front of them, more than likely, like it was in the car that day that I had the accident, may very well lead to their demise. So we think that in front of us is so clear and that we have to keep going in that direction because the unknown of what happens if we turn to the left or the right may keep us from making the key decision we need to make to step into who we really are and doing our life's work. And so that experience is what helped me and drove me to do the work that I do now.
That's very inspiring. Thank you for your time, Carl.
Thank you.